You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on around back, Arizona. Let's get ready to get our hands dirty in the soil this Arizona Saturday morning. It's 8 o'clock. It's the Outdoor Living Hour. It's the first Saturday of the month, so we're joined by Julie Murphy of the Farm Bureau. We're going to talk about what's in harvest here in Arizona and where you, the consumer, can find those local grown fruits, vegetables, beef. In particular today, we'll talk carrots, but I want to back up, you sit down in church and you always got the bulletin before you get into the sermon.
Exactly.
We have some bulletins here. Your last newsletter was very interesting. We've had a very busy 2018, and I have not hardly heard any news or kept up with anything. It was through your mailer that I found out Amazon purchased Whole Paychecks, Whole Foods.
Correct. And then we, thank you, Romy, and it's good to be with you again this morning on the radio. We reached out to one of our ranchers, who's also our new president for Arizona Farm Bureau, Stephanie Smallhouse, and asked her take of Amazon purchasing Whole Foods, and she gave some great insights. Of course, if you're a member, you've probably already read the article, and it just tells us what's going on and what that might mean for our farmers and ranchers, because it's kind of telling us that Amazon's even going to help Whole Foods have a lower price point with their food, which in many ways for our pocketbooks is good, but it can also make it a little bit tougher for our farmers and ranchers because they're what we call in the industry input costs. Sometimes they keep going up and yet these food prices keep going down, which is good for you and I, but there's kind of that symbiotic balance between the market and what's going on.
I loved her line about, you know what, if it doesn't make sense anymore, we're going to stop. We're not going to stop treating the animals any different. We're just not going to do all the paperwork and processing. It needs to be, quote, organic. You know, this is, we were already organic anyway. We just had all this extra paperwork, and it comes with extra high dollar. If it doesn't make sense, we're not going
to
do it.
Exactly. It has to meet their ability to make a reasonable profit. We always talk about sustainability in agriculture, and all the farmers I've known for years and years are very sustainable, but one of the most important sustainability issues has to be, can I make a living and can I make a profit?
And anybody can be a member of the Farm Bureau. You don't have to be a farmer. You don't have to be a rancher. If you eat food, I recommend becoming a member of the Farm Bureau.
Thank you. And yes, for $59 a year, even if I'm not an Aggie, and I'm not. Our family's no longer in farming. We retired in 2005. But I can join the Farm Bureau and take advantage of a lot of member benefits and then also keep abreast of some of these insider stories that a lot of times the media is not even talking about it. Hence the article that you're referring to, Romy, about what does it mean with Amazon buying Whole Foods.
And you also have a lot of member benefits. I was quickly browsing through here. 15% off at Boot Barn, Knott's Berry Farm theme ticket passes, along with Legoland. And if you are a farmer, you've got great things like $2,500 off Caterpillar.
There you
equipment.
Go.
So you do a great job of covering a wide variety and serving all your customers, which is, like I said, anybody that likes to sit down at the end of the day and serve their family a warm meal.
We have fun at the Farm Bureau, and our members are hanging out with us and having fun, too. We have a very high retention rate, and we have 24,000 members. Believe it or not, the majority of those are non-Aggies or non-farmers and ranchers, but they want to support, people like Will Rousseau of Rousseau Farming Company and other farmers and ranchers. I remember one of our comments that came from Stephanie Smallhouse, Arizona Farm Bureau's president. She said, if you care about farming, you should be a member. If you care about local food, you should be a member. And it truly is a place to hang out if you celebrate agriculture in Arizona.
If you have a question or would like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U, or you can text questions to 411-923. And I said, we've been busy. Y'all have been busy, too. Food prices are down 6.5%.
Correct. We do a market basket every quarter, and we do it mainly to see what the trend is. We always emphasize this is non-scientific. We're not having U of A or ASU do the study. It's Arizona Farm Bureau, but it allows us to see if we're trending upward in prices, if we're in an inflationary period, or if we're trending down. Well, lately, the last two or three market baskets, we've been down in price. So again, that's good for your pocketbook, my pocketbook. And it really allows us to kind of assess, because we always price the same 16 market baskets, and that's a variety of our vegetables, fruits, a lot of our basic food items, milk, your dairy, your fruits and vegetables. Right now, fruits and vegetables are a good deal because there's an abundance of it, and 90%+ of them are coming out of Yuma and Maricopa County, again, thanks to families like the Rousseaus. So we're doing a lot of fruits and vegetables, and it's a good time to buy them because it's winter.
Bacon was down a whole buck o' eight a pound.
And who doesn't like bacon? So we
stock up.
Stock up on the bacon.
Now, you did have potatoes, variety of different meat cuts, chuck, roast, ham. We already mentioned bacon, chicken, milk, eggs, cheese. I didn't see carrot in here, but you have the American salad mix. As carrots would be included in that, right?
It would. Shame on us, though. We need to discuss this with Will Rousseau for sure.
And we've brought Will Rousseau of Rousseau Family Farms. Welcome to the broadcast today. We've picked carrots as our topic. It's in harvest right now in Arizona. And what better way to cover the topic than bring somebody in who knows a little bit about growing them?
Well, thank you, Romy. Glad to be here.
Tell us, let's back up before we get to the carrots that are coming out of the ground today. Talk about the 100 and how many years history that leading up behind that?
So my family on both sides got here in the 1880s, 1890s. My paternal great-grandfather came to Phoenix literally in a covered wagon, ended up being able to buy a little land, and that is the basis for what I do today. The first three generations of that family were in the cattle business, but then they built the I-10 freeway through my dad's feedlot. We lived on 79th Avenue in McDowell, and that made me go off into row crop farming, and then I started raising produce, and today we grow thousands of acres of produce as well as some hay and grain.
And in addition to carrots, you all also grow?
Broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, celery, onions, sweet corn, watermelons.
That the area you're in, you can pretty much be growing and harvesting something nearly year-round.
We start planting things, including carrots, in the beginning to the middle of August, and then we start harvesting those crops 1st of November, more or less, and then we're done planting usually the winter vegetable stuff by mid-January, and then wrap up that harvest in April. But yeah, we're working from we never stop working, because in the little bit of time that we're not planting and or harvesting, we're preparing the ground for the next crop.
And how many acres of carrots do y'all?
About 1,500.
I've planted carrots in our garden. How long does that take you to put all those little tiny seeds on 1,500
well, just
acres?
It'd be better if you left it to the professionals. It would be the word to the wise today. But we obviously use mechanical planters and sprinklers and all that kind of stuff. No, we're harvesting about 80 acres of carrots a week right now. We just started the 1st of January, so we're really just hitting our stride. Our packing shed is in Tolleson, and we're running two shifts a day, 6 days a week on the packing shed. The carrot market is actually, it must not be part of the market basket, because the carrot market's one of the things that is decent. Some of the weather they had back in Georgia and then up in Canada, in the Quebec area of Canada, has cost those producers some of their crops. And sad to say, that's the way our business works. If everybody makes a bountiful crop, it's not worth anything. But when somebody else takes a shot with the weather, then it's our turn in the barrel. So that's where we're at today.
Backing up to the first garden, I remember planting at my parents' house, and we put carrots in. You see the wonderful green stalk that comes out of it, and think, oh, great, it's got to be time, and you pull it out, and it's got like, you can tell your shovel really only got about 2 inches, and
right.
It's got all these gnarly little root bugs. How deep do you guys, how do you prep your soil to get a 12, 15, inch carrot.
Yeah, we try to keep our dirt real mellow, because obviously you want it to be soft, if you will, because a crooked, short, stubby, gnarly looking carrot is not what the consumer wants.
That's your cattle feed crop.
Exactly. Yeah. But it so that we try to keep our, we grow it on light, well drained soils, mostly out on the west side around Waddell, some in Tolleson, and so yeah, it's just and the most amazing part is the machine that digs it. It's a huge machine, and it actually goes underneath those carrots, so its plows are running 16 to 18 inches down in the ground, and it's heaving the bed of carrots at the same time these belts are pulling on the tops. And it lifts it up, and it's you have to see it to believe it, but it's an incredible machine. And then that goes into our packing shed, and then the rest of it is done with machines and some hand labor. Over the years, we've added, we've automated some of that. I wouldn't call it robots, but it's more machines that sort and pack the carrots. But there's still a fair amount of hand labor.
We're in the Outdoor Living Hour with the Arizona Farm Bureau and Will Russo of Russo Family Farms here at Rosie on the House. We'll be right back after this if you'd like to join the conversation. It's 1-888-767-4348. We also have Susan in Glendale who texts and wants to know what your opinion of vertical farming is. I don't know that that would be a great application for carrots, but we'll talk about that in a little bit on the other side of the break.